There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. It's 103 in the nation's capital. DOC on my hot microphone. Mad Max, who has been a winner. He's been playing the game. He's been victorious. Beating the odds, I might say. The man studies. He does it the right way. I guess he's got to count on the BetQL guest hotline and the BetQL system. The boy is on fire. And so we don't take anything away from him. Not like we're egging him on. We're proud of him. We really are. Just as we're proud of our next guest, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And he's a teammate, a brother, pride of San Diego State University, burgundy and gold, and my man, Vernon Dean, cornerback. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing great, Doc. Thanks for having me on your show, man. I'm excited.
Well, I need a coach. And you are the guy to coach us up to go, I smell a rat. I think Philly is, from a talent standpoint, second to none.
Right.
But there's something going on in the air. Man, read the book during the game, nicked up here or there. There's something about chemistry. I need you to take us inside the locker room. From an ex-player, coach, front office guy, what do you see in Philadelphia? I think there's a crack in the armor.
Well, first of all, I mean, you have to give credit where credit's due. They're very talented. They got a lot of talented players. Now, as you know, all good teams have different types of characters, you know, and that's what makes teams fun. Dexter Manley, I don't know if you remember CNN, Clarence Van Ann, you know, back in the day.
You know,
all these guys are characters. And, you know, but I've never seen anything like that before with somebody reading a book on the sideline. I mean, if he's got a mental health problem and that calms him down, so be it. But he's a very talented receiver. So, I'm not in that locker room. And I'm sure they got plenty of veteran guys. They got some pretty good players, man. So I'm sure somebody sat down and talked to them. I'm sure they have.
There was some terms that have been thrown around the city over the past several weeks about house money, as if it doesn't matter the outcome because we've done okay so far, which really pissed me off. Right. You can win this. We're capable of finishing this, and it doesn't end till New Orleans. How do you see it?
Right. Well, firstly, whenever you put your hand in the dirt, you know, as a competitor, you want to win. No doubt about it. So maybe somebody in the media is saying that. But if you look at this matchup, man, especially defensively, obviously Philadelphia has an outstanding offensive line. But have you looked at the Commanders' defensive line? Pretty talented, right? You know, so having said that, I think it's going to be an outstanding matchup. Obviously, we got to contain Saquon Barkley. There's no doubt about that. He is a beast, you know, but, I mean, he's very containable, you know. And so I'm forward to the matchup, man. And I don't believe that house money stuff, Doc.
You, Vernon Dean, man has played it. He's coached it. The D.C. Defenders, he has done so much in the game of football. It's been your life.
Right.
J.D., I mean, this dude's different. And every guy who plays that position is different.
Right.
What quarterback have you ever been with that's worth his weight and salt hasn't been different? But have you run up with a guy like this? What's your take on J.D. Five?
Man, I don't know, man. This dude, he is... I mean, he's rare, man. He's special. I mean, he's something that, in my lifetime, I've never seen someone that young and that talented, but doesn't crack under pressure. So very special talent, man. And like I told you last time I was on your show, I believe he brought that attitude to this team. And when they walk out on that field, you know, they expect to win. You know, and I believe that's been his attitude. That was his attitude when he was at LSU, because he had some big games at LSU. And I think he brought that to the Commanders locker room. And it's very contagious. It's infectious. And I think he's done that. And he's done a good job. And he's very talented, Doc. I've never seen anything like that. Not in my lifetime.
Well, and you've seen a lot. Matchups. Yeah. I love Brown. I mean, they're loaded. There's some question about quarterback injury. Clearly, he's not 100%. Very few guys who play this game at this time of the year are.
Right.
I would love to get Brown agitated. So as a corner, you've been where Lattimore is.
Right.
And I think he tried some things that weren't quite successful here
with
a bump technique, because this boy is enormous. Right. How would you match up against Brown?
Well, firstly, I think the matchup is good for us because Lattimore, he's the type of guy that can get under receiver skin, you know, and he's a physical guy. I think he's getting his legs up under him because, remember, he was hurt quite a bit during the season, and he's slowly getting his legs under him, and you see why they brought him here. You see the talent. It's there. Ain't no doubt about it, man. So, honestly, based on how long he's been in the league and the success he had, I'm sure he's taking this challenge on or getting prepared for this challenge tomorrow. And, you know, I expect us to see the best that Lattimore has been since he's been with the Commanders.
I'm with you 100%. So I'll let you go on this. Your gut. I said the Commanders win because...
Well... Personally, I think they match up with them well defensively. I do, you know. And, I mean, offensively, man, there's so much talent on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, we've been talking about defense, but there's so much talent on the offensive side of the ball. So I think if they have to go blow for blow, I truly believe they can go blow for blow, you know. And you don't want to pressure Jalen because he's so effective versus pressure, you know. Now, Philly plays quite a bit of zone, but he does a good job versus zone too, man. And so, like I say, I'm excited. But, you know, I like the matchup offensively and defensively.
Well, Max, that's good. We heard it from a man who's been there, done that, a champion on all levels. And next time we get you, we'll talk about coaching movements because I'm dying to get your take on when a corner – gets a head coaching job in the NFL, that's newsworthy.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that in detail.
Okay, no doubt. Thanks for having me on the show, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, Super Bowl champion. We can't do this without you. The great 32, Vernon Dean, pride and poise of the Aztecs, San Diego State, and, of course, one of our very own who bleeds burgundy and gold. It is 1:12 in the nation's capital here on Overtime. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. They cut us out some time today. That AWOD, man, I tell you what, I love him to death. but he hogs the ball. So we got to run in compressed space, but we'll get it done. Stay with us.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It is the weekend we've all anticipated. Yeah, we anticipated it a week ago when they kicked the Lions in the rear end. And it is one of those seasons. This is too good to end. Nobody of the right mind wants to see this end. We're in the process. This thing has got to go the limits. Think about it. The story that will be written. Kid from LSU returns to New Orleans? I'm not making that up. Storyline, man. Storyline. I don't care if it's the mighty Kansas City Chiefs. I don't care who it is. Do you know what Bourbon Street will be like with JD5 and crew in town? And that's possible. This is not a fantasy program. This is reality. Reality is that they've earned the right for us to at least suggest it. Because it's within their grasp. All they got to do now is go out and not turn the ball over. Play smart. Remember the 3-game losing streak? What did we do? When it didn't work out for us, what did we do? Why didn't it work? Self-inflicted wounds. So that's the key. And it's not about being conservative. It's going buck wild. Remember, we're not the favorites. As some of you have stated on X and all over the country, we're not supposed to be there, according to you. Thank God players didn't hear you and didn't listen to you. Thank goodness Dan Quinn would never consider listening to you. And I couldn't help but see the Raiders announce Pete Carroll as a new head coach. The Raiders were, and everybody's, oh, the Raiders, well, we were worse. I don't know who you think you are. old you are, man, enthusiasm is contagious. Nobody wants to be around a limp you-know-what. People want to be around people that inspire them, give them a reason to want to move forward, not some jackass, this negative Nell, nothing good to say, just hanging in there. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I
appreciate you for taking my call.
Thanks, Hank.
First and foremost, I go all the way back, man. I go back to the 82 teams and when Gibbs put it all together and watching you guys formulate a great, just excellence that's expected out of this area when it comes to sports. And to see this team now, it all that Snyder stuff has been removed, and it's just refreshing. It brings back to the Mr. Cook days when you guys were winning. And I had no doubt that we would be Tampa. I had no doubt it would be Detroit. And I have no doubt that we'll beat Philadelphia. I've heard callers call Philly our big brothers. Philly ain't no big brothers to Washington. Washington is the big brothers. Washington is the big stick that's left in the NFC right now. And I think that it's going to be tough, but I see that these guys, the way that the direction that they're going and the way that they've been brought along with an excellent coaching staff, they'll be ready to play, and they'll rise to the occasion.
I hope so. I have no way of knowing, but I do know this. I'm not worried about them showing up. They will show up. Now, the execution, they got to prove it. They got to prove it. Just like the Lions. The Lions had a hell of a year. They were fantastic. That, to me, was more mental. I mean, when you have a guy, they had the – what was the last time you saw a game? It'd be like going to watch the Bulls play in the Jordan era, and Phil has him on the bench and doesn't play him.
Yeah.
You'd be going, what the hell's going on? You got Michael Jordan? And you not having the game shooting? That's when I tell you that people have mixed agendas. I don't blame Ben's generational move for his family. The league should make these people wait until the end of the season. When your team is eliminated, then you can go on job interviews. Until then, you are prohibited. Can't go.
Hey, Doc, I got one more thing.
Okay.
As the late, great Coach Thompson will say, I'll be up watching the game with my toes up, eating a sausage sandwich, and a rest in peace to my man Lawrence, who always would end his calls with, stay thirsty, my friends.
My man, good deal.
Thank you, Doc.
You know what? I haven't heard that one in a long time. Thank you for that. Shout out to Brother Goldsboro, my dear buddy. He is he's on the good foot, and that's important. That is very important. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're winding this bad boy down, but we're going out hard. Stay with us. It's time out to give the Capitals a shout out. Lingwin comes back between the pipes, and it don't look like he missed a moment. And I do this as we get set to go down and take on Philadelphia and win a game that takes us to the Super Bowl, because the Capitals, in a winning spirit, we're watching another program in championship mindset, championship mode. And, you're playing, participating where every phase of the game matters. And the fourth line plays as hard as the first line. And defense, they don't have to be punished to play defense. They play defense with passion. There's no part of the game that's torture. And that's how the Commanders play. When I see the Capitals play, and that's what I love about where we are right now. And I know it's been 30 years of garbage and disappointments or whatever. But, you know, it'd be that way sometime. Would you want to trade? You don't want to go Russian roulette with time periods of being born. Trust me. You don't. This is pretty doggone good based on what it could be like. And to have this young team and to have them with the heart that they have. Yeah, we wish we could a little bit bigger, stronger, faster, and all that other stuff. I don't know if the teams that may end up being more talented down the road, but will they be as tough as this team? Will next year's team have the grit that this team has with this group? I think it's real important. And it's possible. It really is. I have not envisioned 1 second that we don't win. Not 1 second. Now, can we give it away? Yes. I'm not completely insane. Yeah, we can do that. We can give it away. But to have it taken? Oh, hell no. No. Not going to be taken. Trent Scott stepped up. I don't know what they're going to do. They're coaches. I'm not. But I guarantee you, they know what they've seen them all practice. They got a pretty good feel for it. If you saw the game last week against Detroit, you tell me what you saw. I saw him in there body bagging people. He was throwing people around there like he was a bouncer at a nightclub. He was ferocious. And you better be ferocious this week. Because the dude they have over there right now, he don't play. If he had more discipline at University of Georgia, he might have been the first player taken. He's that good. The old folks used to say, good as he want to be. Speaking of talent, Lamont Jordan joins us now. He knows talent.
He knows talent.
That's what it's like to be a five-star all your life. What's that like? What was it like to have been a five-star since kindergarten?
Oh, man. Man, Doc, you know what? I wasn't even a five-star. When I came out, we were we didn't have all that. You know, I mean, I really wasn't into all the stars and all that kind of stuff.
So you're saying Mike Locksley got the magic touch.
Yeah, I mean, Locks, I tell people all the time, when it comes to just my knowledge of the game, mm-hmm. The way I'm able to talk about the game, you know, a lot of that, of course, as a kid, I grew up being a fan of the game, but it wasn't until I played for Locks and the demand he put on us as players and the preparation and things of that nature, that he took my game to just a whole nother level. So, I mean, hell, when I came out, it was guys ranked higher than me that never played running back in college. So I definitely got to give Locks a lot of credit for that.
How about these Eagles and the Commanders? Believe that the Commanders have no chance and they ought to be just glad they're in it. I'm not in that group. What's your gut tell you about this matchup?
Oh, man, Doc, first of all, anybody who thinks that the Commanders doesn't have a chance, I think that's just fan talk. It's good to go back and forth, but I think anybody who feels like the Commanders don't have a chance really don't know and understand the game of football. I do understand from the Eagles' perspective. I know they're saying that, hey, well, you know, the game we won, our quarterback was hurt, this, that, and the third. But the Commanders are legit. As we spoke earlier, Doc, make Jalen Hurts beat you. This can't be a game where you allow the Eagles to just run the ball, have long drives, and get in a position where they're looking at, you know, first and goal or fourth and goal on the 1 yard line, and take care of the ball. I'm gonna be honest with you, Doc. I think the only way the Commanders lose this game is if they give the game away, meaning they turn the ball over. I don't think that the Eagles, if the Commanders' offense is rolling, I just don't think that if it's a shootout that the Eagles can stay with the Commanders in a shootout. So if they can just win the turnover battle, the Commanders can win the turnover battle. Don't let Saquon Barkley beat you. and eliminate the big plays, I think this is a game, like I said earlier, I just think that this is a game that the Commanders can win.
Yeah, very few teams that get to this point. I mean, clearly, even if you don't know anything about sports at all, if you end up in this game, there's a pretty good chance you are capable of winning. But there has to be a determination. Philadelphia is just, they're just better. They're further ahead. They have better personnel. The staff has been together long, every other thing you can say. But that doesn't give them an automatic W. It still has to be performed on the field. And there's something going on in Philly. From a mental standpoint, and I'm not a guy that's capable of making this diagnosis. I'm straight ghetto when it comes to this, but I'm telling you, I can look in the locker rooms and say one is healthy and one of them needs help. One of them's got an issue. The other one's clean as a whistle. So those issues usually come to haunt you when the pressure starts to mount. And you know the Philly folks can mount pressure on you. We still don't have an explanation on when they won 10 straight games and then fell apart. That still hasn't been solved.
Well, Doc, I'll tell you like this. I said it before. To me, Philly is a team that if the Commanders can put pressure on these guys, that I think that Philly will self-destruct. I mean, we don't really know what's going on with Jalen Hurts. And as far as I'm concerned, I really don't care. This game comes down to do not let Saquon Barkley dominate this game. That's what it comes down to. And defensively, like I said earlier in the week, I think the Philadelphia Eagles, they are lucky to be in this position. If it was not for the weather, they don't beat the Rams, and the Rams gave the blueprint for how you beat Philly. Philly's secondary is not as good as far as I'm concerned. I don't trust their secondary. If we can hold up in pass protection wise, I don't think that their secondary can stop this Commanders passing game, especially if Cliff does what he did last week. You give Jaden time to throw the ball. I think that he can pick this team apart. The only way I see this team losing is if we turn the ball over. If you look up and we have two or three turnovers and we have three or four drop passes, of course the Eagles are going to win this game. But if the Commanders just come out, offense, move the ball up and down the field, and make this a shootout, I just think that Philly will beat themselves.
Yeah, we're smoking out of the same peace pipe because I believe that to be the case as well. And most games, you know, come down to that. Some team breaks under pressure and somebody gives up the funk, or somebody doesn't have their best game, or somebody cut it close. But either way, it's going to be the most anticipated viewership that we've had here in many moons, my brother, and this is going to be worth the price of admission. Are you going to be on hand? Are you sponsored? Or are you going to sit this one out?
Oh, well, you know, Prodigy, we got practice tomorrow morning. It's our first practice of the training camp practice of the season.
Okay.
And then after that, I will be in the house watching this game. I'm going to make sure I have me some tea, some goodies, some everything that I need to make sure that I'm right in front of the TV watching this game, because this is going to be this is a big deal, man. I mean, just if you lived in this area and you followed the Commanders/Skins and you know what's gone on for just like the last 20-21 years, for them to be in this position, man, it is an exciting moment, and I'm not going to miss this. I will definitely be watching this game and rooting the Commanders on, and I'm hoping that the next time we talk, Doc, we're talking about this team going to the Super Bowl, because it's right there, Doc. It is right there. Who cares whether or not people expected them to be here? At the end of the day, the Commanders are here right now, and they're one game away from playing in the championship game. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I look forward to talking to you and talking about JD5's return to the French Quarters. It's something about this. Baton Rouge and JD5, a match made. and we are now hours away. Lamont, we appreciate all that you bring to the table, and as Coach would say, simply one of the best. Thank you for your talent.
No problem, Doc. Appreciate you.
You got it. That's Lamont Jordan. I tell you what, man, we're lucky. We are so lucky. Max, we got a chance. We'll cut out early. We did get a response from part of the Fab Four, and that is Finley. And we also have Dockery. We got a lot on the plate, and we may get some extended time. Appreciate your patience, and we can't thank the Rude Guest Hotline for providing our guests the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We'll be back. Can't wait to get the Longhorn on the horn with us. I used to love, when I worked the sidelines, I loved pregame warm-up. I just hung out with the O-line, D-line, watching them warm up. And Albert Hainsworth was here then, and Derek Dockery. And we were up in the Meadowlands playing the Giants. And they warmed up, and they were so fired up in the pregame warm-up. Doc came off the ball and hit Hainsworth. He damn near knocked him out. It's the hardest hit. It was unbelievable. This is pre-game warm-up. And I screamed. Every time I see Doc, we start laughing. I said, you couldn't pay me to do what I saw them do. And you know, Doc, I always had it off, man, with the Meadowlands story, pre-game warm-up. And that's the level of intensity. Now, can you share with the audience how you anticipate the level of intensity between O-line and this Philadelphia D-line come kickoff in Philadelphia?
Hey, Doc, good to be with you. This is going to be one of those heavyweight, like, big blows, big body blows, swinging from the fences. I expect this game to be one up front. As we know, we had a huge blow to offensive line with Cosby going down. But I thought Scott did a tremendous job, acquitted himself well, stepping right in for Cosby. I thought he played unbelievably. You know, he's going to be going against one of the better defensive tackles in the National Football League, the young man, Jalen Carter. He's going to have his hands full. But I think the guys, they come together. I mean, you can put a great game plan together, pass pro, running game, RPOs with Jaden, our running backs, play action. I think it's just about keeping people on their toes. And so it's going to be a chess match, I believe, between the Cliff coordinators from both sides of the ball, offense, defense. And whoever can really establish their dominance up front is going to win this game.
You have been in classic matchups. I mean, this is big boy football. I like Scott. I thought at right tackle where that swinging gait could go, his size becomes a disadvantage. I think sometimes your body, your build, you're long. This brother man's like, he's a phone booth. And so to me, he reminds me of like Becton. The Jets, I thought he was terrible in space. You put him in that phone booth, I don't know how you get around him. He's at guard now. Yeah, Becton with the Jets, now he's with Philly. He's enormous asset at guard. That's how I see Trent. When you get a big guard, you played right tackle. You play tackle, but when you get a guard, how somebody don't get through you? They can't. So that's why I like Trent. I don't know what they're going to do offensively. I'm not a coach. But you saw what I saw in Detroit. I saw Big Boy throwing people around like a gunny sack. He was a physical freak against the Lions. I'm not saying he can do that against this dude, but I guarantee you he got people's attention watching the film.
Oh, he definitely did. And to your point, Doc,
it's a lot easier on the end. To me personally, playing the position, I've been having to move outside in the National Football League, having to play in space. You got to cover a lot more ground. It's a lot easier when you're in that phone booth. You can jump set. You might be able to get away with the jump set here or there. You might have protection sliding to you. So I think there's a lot of ways you can help a guard out that you cannot help an offensive tackle out. So it's going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to this matchup. I mean, when you talk about how Jaden's playing right now with his poise, his leadership, his ability to get rid of the football, and he never seems to get rattled. And that's what I love about him. And I think that him, his leadership, his poise is going to really infect the entire offense. And so it's going to be one of those games where, you know, if we can do our job defensively, you know, somehow, some way, slow down that running game of Philadelphia. To your point, Becton has been like just a revelation on the inside, right? I mean, he didn't do as well with the Jets. They bring him here to Philly. They put him on the inside. And I'm sure some of the fans have been able to see some of the blocks that he made against the Rams and how they highlighted him and just throwing linebackers, you know, they say out of the club, out of the facility, out of whatever, you know, noun you want to use. He was phenomenal. And I mean, you look at Lane, you look at their Dickerson, their entire line, their left, big left tackle. You see, we're going to have our hands full.
It's interesting. Derek Dockery breaking it down for us here, courtesy of the Rube Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. I love hearing from guys that put their hand in the dirt. I don't see this as a Cinderella story. I think our guys are capable. It's not like we got crushed or swept terribly in this. Everyone seems to have an excuse. Well, he was hurt. Well, this and that. What does your gut tell you about this matchup?
Doc, I'm really feeling good about this matchup. I was really nervous the last game. I'm not going to lie to you. Just thinking about how explosive Detroit's offense was the entire year, coming into the last two games, I was like, man, they're too explosive. Gibbs, Brown, Williams, Laporta. I mean, Montgomery was coming back. So we're going to have our hands full. And then if you get an opportunistic defense like ours, we're able to get five turnovers, and then you have a quarterback play that you have with Jaden. I mean, anything is possible. And now just the news about Hurts, we don't know how healthy he's going to be. I think that really hampers their offense. If he really is not as mobile as usual, I think we can really sell out a little bit more defensively. And then you brought Lattimore over here for a reason, to have those one-on-one matches with those bigger wide receivers like he did in New Orleans with Mike Evans, him and Brown. I think if our defense is opportunistic as it was against Detroit, somehow we're able to slow down that running game of Philly. I feel really good about this game. I really do. I mean, just the way our offense has been playing, or even running the ball last week. We ran the ball exceptionally well with Robinson and even the elder statesman coming from the Chargers. He was phenomenal too. So I feel really good about our chances this coming Sunday.
I love it when you break it down that way. I was trying to illustrate this to the listening audience earlier. And sometimes it's difficult. It'd be like people trying to, when they break it down the NHL, to me, I have to really listen and absorb it because I didn't do it, didn't grow up in it, love it to death. But there are steps. And when people say, well, obviously next year's team will be different. And I go, the thing that you learn about teams is that they're like families, children, everything else. Dogs, there's no two alike. This is special, and it will never be duplicated. That's what makes this so unique. That brotherhood thing is for real, because these guys are encountering something for the first time. Everything's genuine. They're fighting for survival. They were fighting for self-esteem. They were fighting for a community that was discredited. And the most important part, it was embarrassing to be in burgundy and gold. The brand was embarrassed. And these dudes strung together, man, in a way from the first time I ever saw them warm up. Now, you've been on teams like this. And you know what happens next year? Somebody signs for free agency. Somebody starts mm-hmm. Have you heard the bag being mentioned on this team?
I really haven't. But
You know
this league, Doc. I mean, success begets success.
I'm just warning people.
This team is not going to look the same next year.
No, it never will. That's why I'm going now. It ain't about the future. It's now, because this is so unique. Because then people starting to buy bigger places and need more space. And you're going to bring some egomaniac in here. What's so beautiful about this team, they are void of ego. Void of ego. You know how many insecure, narcissist people we had run through here? We don't even have to name them, but you know damn well who I'm talking about. But when your leader is secure and not an insecure biatch, sky's the limits. Sky's the limits. Best guy on the team shows up at 5, 6 a.m. You're set. And it's not fake. The guy wears his hat backwards, but he's not fake. He's not trying to get a hat deal. It's just who he is. So for the first time in such a long time, we now have authenticity. People are authentic. This is just who they are. And they don't give a damn if you like them or not. They're not trying to get likes. They don't give a damn if you follow them. Because if you bleed like they bleed, you're already in. If not, you was never in. Longhorn, hey man, I always love it when you're on the show, man, because I know that I get to go back and see one of my favorite moments in football was a warm-up. People don't understand. It was pregame warm-up, and you broke that boy down to his knees. Why would you do that?
Doc, it's just really about just getting yourself in the right mindset, mind frame, to go out and play a great game. And I think just to see our guys right now, the city, I mean, the last time we were in the NFC Championship game, 1991, I've been talking to some natives and some colleagues who are from the area. What if you had a Commanders Bills repeat of 1991? Uh-huh. It's possible. That would be unbelievable. But I'm really excited about this team, the leadership. I mean, just when you hear after the Tampa game, you hear Terry talk about Jaden, his leadership, his poise, how people follow him. And that's a sign of a great leader. Do you have people following you? And you can tell this team is really following behind Jaden.
Well, I know your parents, they're proud of you. Longhorn Nation's proud of you. Because you did what a lot of guys won't do. And you have excelled on and off the field of play. Because life doesn't stop when you put your cleats up. It just begins.
Mm-hmm.
And love you and the First Lady, man, for what y'all do. Your philanthropic efforts, you give back, you help military, you help families in need. And, you know, we tease, but nothing but respect. And I can't wait to do this, hopefully, as we're discussing JD5's return to the French Quarters.
Awesome, Doc. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me on.
You the man. Derek Dockery, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. Top of the hour we go. We're having so much fun. Max, let's just keep doing this.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.